Welcome, welcome to The Intersection here on this Wednesday night. Well, there's been some stuff going on. The president went to Alaska, but told us repeatedly he was going to Russia. Then he put out a post talking about if he gave away, if he freed Moscow and Leningrad. Folks, it hasn't been called Leningrad since I was like a sophomore in college. Okay. I graduated high school and, I guess it was later than that. But it's been well over three decades. Well over three decades since, since it was called Leningrad. It hasn't been called Leningrad. And it was only called Leningrad for a short time. It's St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg. And Moscow is in Russia. So we're going to free it from Russia. He is not all there, folks. He's not. And the more you listen to him talk, and you just, if you just read a transcript of the things he said, it's gibberish. I mean, he's gonna go, and he bragged about taking a cognitive test. A cognitive test is a test that a doctor gives you when he thinks that you have dementia. And so if you're taking a cognitive test, that means your doctors think you might have dementia.
Yep.
Well, welcome, Charlie. Charlie is with us now.
Hey, Amy.
So there are two of us. How was your weekend, Charlie?
It was pretty good, although busy. We had the umpire training Saturday. So I love running around in 100-degree weather on Saturday afternoon.
We had an ozone action alert today. I woke up fairly early because I took my Delta early in the evening so that I would go to sleep early and get up at a decent time. And so I woke up and it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I sat up and went, woo! And I'm like, what the hell? And so I go to my phone to check the radar, and I'm like, well, I see a system south of Dallas, but that's well south of us, and that shouldn't be it. It's not coming here, so that shouldn't be bothering me. And then I see ozone action alert. And so I looked up, what are some of the effects? And of course, this was one of them. And I noticed back when I was working, I mean, this is 20 years ago, when I was working at Oxy, that on ozone action alert days, that sometimes I would get a little loopy sitting on the tollway. And so, you know, I knew, and I talked to other people that, like, yeah, I had that same problem today, you know, and it looks like a perfectly clear, sunny day. Like, there's nothing wrong with the weather. I was like, what was that? And it's the ozone. The ozone gets too low. Can you explain ozone? Because this is your area, sort of, I guess.
Ozone is basically three oxygen atoms in one molecule. Normal oxygen has two atoms, two oxygen atoms. So, but because of UV and interaction of the sun's ultraviolet light, it forces a third oxygen atom into some of the molecules, and that's what, and which is good because that's actually what protects us from cosmic rays is the ozone layer in the sky.
Right, but you don't want it close to the ground.
No, because like you said, it has this effect on many people. It doesn't seem to bother me that way, but I know a lot of people that have the
I
same
looked it
symptoms that you're
up.
talking
It
about.
said over 65 and, under 12 or something like that, and women in particular.
Yeah.
Senior citizens and kids and women in particular, especially if they're breastfeeding or
Oh,
pregnant,
wow.
or if they're, postmenopausal like me. So, yeah. Oh, or if you had any heart or lung issues.
Wow.
So if you have asthma or emphysema, if you have, any kind of pulmonary problems that you should avoid going outside and make sure you use an air conditioner.
Yep.
I mean, people
Yeah,
don't.
ozone's actually very caustic. If you get too much of it, it can actually burn your skin.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even thought about that. So,
But usually all these other symptoms are enough to make you stay away from it.
right. Well, it was just weird. It's like I sat up and went, whoa. I mean, I'm usually a little shaky in the morning, but that was just like, I just swooned completely. And I hadn't done anything. Yeah, that it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I sent a message to my mother-in-law because she just had part of her lungs, a lobe of her
Oh.
lungs removed because it was cancerous. And so, I said, "Hey, stay indoors." This is it's a, it was an action alert. And she said, yeah. And she had already called my husband to come take his dad to get dialysis. So.
I don't know if you remember, but in the 70s, we used to have these days where the air pollution was so bad, they would tell everybody to stay indoors.
I
We
mean,
used
I
to have
was
to
a little
talk to
kid, but I remember watching the films where they would show like the smog rolling into
them.
LA. And because there were the mountains there on one side and the ocean on the other, there was no place for it to go.
So it just sat there.
It just sat there. And I can remember driving to Houston and not being able to see the skyline. I mean, you could literally be in downtown Houston before you could see the buildings.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
That was before the EPA, so
right.
they
But Trump wants to get rid of all that.
Oh yeah, he wants to bring back the good old days.
Yeah. Because so many people were wishing to have smog back.
Yeah.
We've been working on trying to clean these things up. I mean,
He wants to undo 40 years of progress in 6 months.
50 years of progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to go all the way back to 75.
Yep.
At least. It's just breathtaking. Nixon was a better president for the environment
Yep.
than Donald Trump. Nixon. It's just astounding. Well, I wonder where everyone else is.
I got a text from Alan just saying he couldn't be on tonight, so
okay.
Well, I don't know where everybody else is. But
Wayne
Alex
or
only
Ray?
had four of us on, so hey. Maybe people got other things to do.
I guess so. Well, I mean, it's not like any of our guys have to, you know, get their kids ready for back to school.
No, no.
Nobody's got, none of the other ones have anybody going off to college or anything like that. I don't know where everybody is.
Oh, my kids are done with all that.
Yeah, mine are too. I mean, both my kids are in their 30s.
Yep.
I don't have any grandkids yet, but still hoping that one day I'll have some grandkids.
Hey, I was 74 before I had my first grandkid.
Ow. Well, you know, I mean, my sister Kim is 73. She'll be 74 come November. And she doesn't have any grandkids yet either. Mm-hmm. She got three kids and no grandkids.
Yeah, well, you know what they're saying, that the kids nowadays just don't want to have kids. Well, for one thing, you can't afford it.
I know.
So expensive.
I know. And I just laugh at people who, you know, are boomers or Gen Xers, even, who are like, well, I paid for my college. Why should we? It was a whole lot cheaper.
Back then, yeah.
So much cheaper. I mean, in California, it was free.
Yep. Yeah, state school was just about free everywhere back when I was in college.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started going up when I was in college, which was the 80s.
Yep.
And, you know, then, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
Yep, going up a lot faster than inflation.
And then here in Texas, one of the things that got me involved in politics, particularly at the state level, was when the Republicans did their first this century middle of a census, not a census year. Yeah. Redistricting, which we had the killer D's that went to Ardmore.
Yep.
I have some cards somewhere. I have some playing cards with the killer D's on them. Yep. I don't know where they are, but I have them somewhere.
That's right. That's when they were passing out those checks on the floor of the legislature.
I mean, that... That is a very Texas thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was that year, that session, in addition to the redistricting nonsense at the behest of Tom DeLay.
Tom DeLay, that's what, I couldn't remember his name. Yeah.
Yeah. The Hammer.
Yeah.
They also, that year, deregulated state college tuition.
Yeah.
And my son was going to graduate high school in 2 years. The tuition at the state school, University of North Texas, right here in Denton, it went up 28%. And then another 30%, and then again it went up. So it went up three times, like a third increase in price from the time he was in high school to the time he graduated just a couple of years later.
Yeah.
And by the time Cullen got there, it was crazy expensive.
You used to be able to go to a state school without having to take a student loan out. Not anymore.
Nope. I remember I was in grad school when I was married and we were both like working at restaurants and bars and I was teaching dancing. You know, while being a full-time student and raising a toddler.
Wow.
Working four part-time jobs and, you know, raising a toddler and being a full-time grad student.
Amy, I don't know how you did it.
I did take out a loan then.
Yeah.
But I had my loans paid off, probably about 5 years from when I graduated.
Yeah, me too. I think 6 years for me, but I went to a private school. I went to Northwestern, so I had to take out a couple thousand dollars a year.
Yeah. I think about that. It was a couple thousand a year.
Oh, my kids would have killed to get that rate.
I know.
They were taking out $20,000 a year. You know?
I know. And that's like for state schools.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And all that happened, it all started in the 80s. It all started in the 80s. It's the Reagan Revolution and the idea of what George H.W. Bush called voodoo economics.
Yep.
We've forgotten all the terrible things they've done, and they keep crashing the economy.
Every time they get in, the economy crashes.
And I remember talking to this guy, and it was 2024. I was at a Original Pancake House in near Arlington, in Grapevine. For those of you who don't know where that is, it's kind of midway between Dallas and Fort Worth. And this guy was telling me, you know, my I'm an electrician. I work on offshore wells and stuff. I'm an electrical contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if Trump had still been president for these past 4 years, then I would have been able to retire. And I'm like, do you not know that we have like the best economy in the world and Trump crashed the economy?
Yeah.
And he's wrecking it again. Every time Republicans take control, they crash the economy. So now Trump has sent these people into Washington, D.C. He sent troops into the called up National Guard.
Yeah.
And he wants to send FBI. They have no job there. That is not what they're not street cops.
Nope.
And crime is way down in all the major cities. You know where it's up? Is the cities in Republican states with Republican leadership.
Yep.
That's where it's up. And, you know.
But he's not sending any troops there.
Yeah, and he's attacking only, he's threatening only Democratic cities and Democratic states.
Yep.
It's, How did we get here? I do not know. All right, shall we play some sort of a game?
Sure.
All
Let's do
right.
something fun.
All right. Let's go with, how about with Geek Out?
Okay, though.
All right. Let's go. All right, we're looking for films. Four films with four or more sequels.
Ooh, well, Harry Potter, of course.
Star Wars.
Star Wars,
Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah, and that's three.
The
The
Thin Man.
I was gonna say the Halloween movies. They had a whole
Oh
bunch of
yeah,
them.
Halloween and Friday the 13th,
Yeah.
they had a new one every year forever. And The Thin Man in
Yeah, oh
memory of
yeah. I used to
Jack.
love those when I was growing up.
Oh,
Make
that
them
was
all
one
up
of
for them.
Jack's favorites, and his favorite was the second one because it had Jimmy Stewart as the bad guy.
Yeah, he didn't play very many bad guys.
No, he didn't. Two entertainment news shows.
Entertainment Tonight, ET.
Okay, that's one. Good Morning America.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's entertainment.
All right, four titles in which a hunter is a character. These are books. Four books in which a hunter is a character. Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, very good.
All right, what are some actual literature?
I'm trying to remember. Wasn't there a hunter involved in Cinderella?
No, there was a prince.
That was a prince that.
Maybe Sleeping Beauty or Snow White.
I think it was Snow White's the one I was thinking of. You're right, it's Snow White, not the Cinderella.
Okay. And I feel like in Huckleberry Finn there was a hunter.
I don't remember. It's been too long since I read that.
Yeah. Were there any hunters in any of the Harry Potter books?
Not specifically, unless you want to call the people hunting down Voldemort and other bad guys, hunters. Well, I guess in Bambi there was a hunter because then the hunter killed
Yeah.
Bambi's mother.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right, two East Coast hip hop performers.
Oh, I have no knowledge of hip hop, so you're asking the wrong person.
You've probably got more than me. I want to say, like, either Tupac or Biggie, one of them was East Coast and one of them was West
Yeah.
Coast. So, one of those guys.
And I couldn't tell you which was which because I guess I have no clue about hip hop.
Honestly don't either. All right, let's move on. Six collectible dolls or stuffed animals.
Well, I mean, you had like Barbies, of course, a collectible doll.
Barbies, Madame Alexander.
What about Winnie the Pooh? Weren't there a bunch of stuffed animals
Yeah, I guess
by
so.
Winnie the Pooh?
There's Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. Oh, I used to have a ton of those. We collected them. Yeah.
Cabbage Patch.
Cabbage Patch dolls. Yeah.
All right, we need one more.
G.I. Joe.
All right, G.I. Joe, there you go. Action figures.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Four movies in which Clint Eastwood appears.
Pale Rider,
Paint Your
The Good, the
Wagon.
Bad, and the Ugly.
Paint Your Wagon.
Paint Your Wagon.
Where he sings.
Yeah, and which Bridges of East of whatever Bridges of Madison County with Meryl
There you
Streep.
go. There's four movies. All right. Four songs performed on Glee.
Yeah. Well, I never watched Glee, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh gosh, they did everything. They did Journey for a while. They did Britney Spears. They did Umbrella, and which they mashed up with Singing in the Rain. And I think that's four.
Yeah.
All right. Oh no, they did a Rocky Horror Picture Show
Oh, they did?
episode
Oh,
and
okay.
Meatloaf and what's his name that was also on the mayor on Spin City, who played Brad, who
Bostwick, what's his name?
Barry Bostwick,
Barry Bostwick,
Barry
yeah.
Bostwick and Meatloaf
I love Spin City.
did cameos and.
That's the first thing I ever saw Michael J. Fox in, I think, was Spin City.
Well, you didn't see him in Back to the Future,
Oh, was
or
that before? That was a movie. I thought that was before he became a movie star.
no, Spin City. Before Spin City, there was Family Matters.
Oh, you're right. I did see him on that.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. He was really young on that. He was a teenager or something.
Yep. All right. Two books in which a character is a computer hacker.
Two books. I can think of some movies. I'm not sure about books.
Come
Can you
on,
think
gotta
of
be a
any?
science fiction book that you've read that's got a computer hacker in it. I mean,
Well,
right.
I'm sure there's been tons of them, but I don't remember them.
I like you, I'm remembering movies like
Yeah.
Hacker.
Or Sneakers, or what was the one with Sandra Bullock where she plays a computer programmer?
What's the one with Matthew Broderick? War Games.
War Games, yeah, that was a hacker. That's how you got in trouble with hacking into the
And that was
government.
AI.
Yeah.
I like to point out to people, yeah, we've been talking about AI
Since the 80s.
since the 80s, since Matthew Broderick was a teenager.
Yep.
All right.
That's still a great movie. I watch that every once in a while. War Games. Yeah. Dabney Coleman playing the general.
Yeah. All right. Six self-titled albums, record albums. Boston.
Not country, I'm just any albums, right?
Any albums. Music. Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Chicago.
Ah, of course, Chicago.
And then they just started putting numbers after Chicago
Yeah.
on their albums.
It seems like there were a bunch of rock albums in the 70s that were just named after the group.
Breakfast in America. Oh, that was Supertramp. Sorry. I was thinking the band was named Breakfast in America, but no.
Well, it seems like everybody,
Spooky Tooth. Didn't Spooky Tooth have an album called Spooky Tooth?
Probably. I don't know who Spooky Tooth is. I don't remember them.
And Sleep at the Wheel, didn't they have a song?
Yes, definitely Asleep at the Wheel had one that was self-titled.
I think we've got it. I'm not even sure what this is, and I'm gonna skip it.
Okay.
Two celebutantes.
Celebutantes? I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I have a feeling it's not a thing I would know. I'm pretty sure it's not. All right. Two British actors who have played an American character. Often Southern.
Okay, there's a bunch of them.
I
They talk
know.
about how they had to learn the accent and all that stuff. Well, I'll tell you one that I think of off the top of my head is the woman on Ghosts. She's actually a British actor and she plays
She's
an American.
Australian.
She's Australian? Okay.
Who was the guy that was in Knives Out who played the Southern
Oh, he used
police?
to play, yeah, he played James Bond too, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. Yes,
Yeah, so
Daniel
that's
Craig
one.
should never, ever be allowed to
Yeah, he
play
had a
another
terrible
Southerner.
Southern accent, though.
That was so bad. That was so Foghorn Leghorn. And really, his British accent would have been better. He just gone with his own accent. Oh, please stop casting British actors as Southerners. Okay, we need one more.
Oh, there's a bunch of Wasn't Cary Grant British? He played a lot of
Yes.
American
Oh,
characters.
yeah, that's true. There you go. All right, six TV neighbors. Gladys Kravitz.
Oh, yes, of course, and Bewitched. Yeah.
What about in The Simpsons? Who's the neighbor in The Simpsons?
I don't know, but what about Barney Rubble and the Flintstones?
There you go. Rhoda
Yeah,
was
Rhoda
married to
and Mary
Mary
Tyler
Tyler
Moore,
Moore.
yeah.
And Phyllis. The Jeffersons were the neighbors
Oh
of
yeah, the
Archie
neighbors and
Bunker.
all in the family, yeah.
All right, that's good enough.
Yeah.
All right, two t books in which a dying race appears.
A dying race?
I'm assuming race of people.
Yeah. Not just the
Stranger in a
alien race,
Strange
but they have to
Land.
be dying. Okay.
How about Stranger in a Strange Land?
Yeah, that's from the book, yeah. I was thinking movies for some
Yeah, that's
reason.
the books. Two books. Stranger. All I can think of is Superman. I guess that's a comic book.
Yeah.
All right, that's two.
Okay.
Four Australian performers, music performers. The guys in AC/DC.
Yeah. Keith Urban's from Australia. He's a country singer.
What was the Men in Hats or
I didn't know they were from Australia.
who were the How do we sleep when our beds are burning? The time has come to say farewell. 'Cause that band was an Australian band.
Okay.
But all of AC/DC gives us four, I
Yeah.
think. I think we got that one. All right. Four characters who can become invisible.
Well, an invisible man.
Yeah, Bewitched,
And Bewitched, yeah.
Genie,
Oh, I Dream of Jeannie, yeah.
we need one more.
Topper, when they're an invisible ghost in Topper.
Oh, it's yes, Topper. That's right. Okay. All right. New card. All right. Four movies about a horse.
National Velvet.
That's one. Secretary.
Secretariat, yeah.
Secretariat.
I was gonna say the Lone Ranger Silver was I don't know
Yeah.
if that was when the whole thing wasn't about him, but
Oh, well, I'll count it.
what about the Horse Whisperer? That was about a horse.
There we go. That's four. And let's see here. Six 1980s sitcoms.
1980s. Problem is I can't. Well, Mork and Mindy was 1980s, wasn't it? Something around that time.
Soap,
Barney Miller.
Barney Miller, Taxi,
Taxi, yeah.
what was, I just had one in my head and I forgot it already. Oh, The Simpsons.
Yeah. What about Mary Tyler Moore? Wasn't that the 80s?
That was the 70s.
That was the 70s, oh. I'm old.
Alf.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about your dying races. I don't know that Alf was his race is dying.
Watched a YouTube about 80s bizarre sitcoms, and it was all, things that only got one season. Or
Oh.
it one was one talked about all these weird ones that they were sort of a little bit sci-fi. There were some very weird sitcoms, most of which I
Was
have
my
forgotten.
favorite Martian? That was probably the 70s
No,
also.
that was the 60s.
60s. Oh God, I'm
In
old.
the 70s, he was doing The Courtship of Eddie's
Eddie's
Father,
father, yeah.
and then he did and then he was the Hulk,
The Hulk, yeah.
the Incredible Hulk. All right, four Mark Twain characters.
Well, of course, it's Tom Sawyer,
Tom Sawyer
Huck
and
Finn.
Huck Finn.
What was the name of the oh God, I feel terrible.
There's Adam and Eve, the Diary of Adam and Eve.
Oh, okay.
All right. Two songs by Beyoncé.
I can't even think of one. I mean, she has a lot of songs and they play them on the radio all the time, but
I'm trying to think of which one I used to play all the time. And I've played, she had some good ones on
oh,
her Cowboy Carter album. And I'm trying, I keep, my mind has just gone totally blank. I can't
Yeah.
believe that I can't remember. Hang on, let me think a second.
Let
I'm
me
gonna.
Google. No. Because I am drawing a blank.
Run the world.
Around the world, okay. I
Who
mean,
runs the
even the
world,
songs I can picture
girls?
her singing, I cannot for the life remember the title. So.
Oh, last year, what was the theme song for the Kamala Harris
Yeah.
commercials?
Yeah, well, you'll have to tell me because I can't
Freedom,
remember
freedom, I can't. Yeah, her song Freedom. And they played it all
Freedom.
through the.
Okay, yeah.
I can't believe we've forgotten. That was the best
Yeah.
national convention. And I didn't think
Yeah.
that you could top the one that I went to, which was the Obama one. But they made roll call fun.
Yes, they did.
I don't know how you even do that. That was insane. I mean, they had upped it with it. They were during COVID, they were going around the country and the people were all in these different places. And
Yeah.
that was pretty fun, but this was even better. Yeah. I can't believe we forgot that. And it was a jam session.
Yeah.
All right. I did a whole, I can't believe I forgot Freedom because I did a whole speech for Toastmasters about messaging, and I put
Wow.
up, you know, there are all these signs and posters and things that said freedom on it. And then they kept playing that freedom song. Beyonce song, little bits of it in between any time was on and off the stage and things.
Yeah.
It was, I couldn't believe, I can't believe I forgot that. That's embarrassing. I guess I'm getting old. Two web series.
Web series?
You know, when this came out, everybody wasn't streaming. And now almost all series are web series.
Now, yeah.
I would say, like, you know, on Peacock, I watch Resident Alien and I watch Poker
Oh, the
Face.
Happy Face Killer or Poker Face.
Right. I love Poker Face. Elsbeth.
Elsbeth, yeah.
Watson, with Stick on with starring Owen Wilson and Marc Maron. Shrinking with
Drinking, yeah, that's another one. This web series, and what's the one with the soccer team in Britain? There,
oh yeah, God, and I just watched
yeah.
Roy Kent, the actor that played Roy Kent, his stand-up special. I can't believe I don't remember. What was that? On Apple TV. Oh, there was a morning show on Apple TV.
Yeah, and The Foundation, that was a streaming series on Apple TV.
Oh, Severance.
Severance, yeah.
Yeah, everything's streaming now. Everybody's and nobody watches network TV anymore.
Well, of course, it's the Last of Us on HBO.
Yeah, I mean Bill Maher and Last Week Tonight and.
Oh heck, I didn't even think about those. Yeah. That's
Oh,
great.
what's the one? Have I Got News for You?
Yeah.
I love Have I Got News for You. But a Russian Doll, that was great on Prime. All right. The Good Fight.
Oh, The Good Fight, yeah.
All right. New card. All right, four movies in which Mike Myers appears.
Oh God.
This is the actor, not the character. Because the character, you just say Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Yeah, that's the other one. But no, the you're talking about the guy that was on Saturday Night Live.
Right. He was in the Cat in the Hat.
And he played
Austin
the fake
Powers.
Russian spy. I mean, not spy, fake British spy, like the spoof of James
Austin
Bond.
Powers.
Yeah, Austin Powers, that's the one. I couldn't think of the name.
And there were three of those. The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yeah.
And International Man of Mystery was the first one.
Yeah.
Gold Member, I think, or something.
Yeah,
Gold.
that sounds familiar. Yeah. Something close to that anyway, if it's
I
not
think
that.
we've got four.
Yeah.
All right, two characters who are housekeepers or maids, TV characters.
What's her name on the Brady Bunch?
Alice.
Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, on the Jeffersons. Who was the maid on the Jeffersons?
Oh God, Florence, I think.
Florence, that's all right.
Yeah.
All
And
right.
then,
That's two. That's all we needed.
okay.
All right, four books in which a mythical god appears.
Four books.
The Stupidest Angel.
Okay.
Jitterbug Perfume. That's got Pan in it.
Okay. Are there any gods in the Iliad or the Odyssey?
Yes and yes. That's
Okay.
four. Right. Two songs in which a piano solo is heard. Piano Man.
Yeah. Leave On by Elton John.
There you go. All right. Let's do. All right. Four
Okay.
video games in which a ninja appears.
See, I don't play video games, so I have no idea.
I mean, when you used to play video games.
I never used to play video games.
You never play with your kids or anything?
Nope, that was purely them. They played their. They didn't want dad messing around with their games.
What was that one with the it was two people battling it out? I can't. I don't know. I give up. All right. Four
Mario
movies.
Brothers, I don't
Four movies in which Bruce Willis appears.
Oh, that's great. You got the whole nine yards he was in. He was in oh, there were like five movies in the series. What the
Die
hell?
Hard.
Why am I drawing a blank on that?
Die Hard.
Die Hard. He was in the Die Hard movies and oh
Oh,
God,
what's
he
the
was in the
one with
science fiction movie.
what was the one? It's like Babylon something something.
Oh, you're thinking about the one where the
With the
asteroids
blue
coming and crashing on
lady
the Earth.
that's singing opera.
Is that another one? Well, he's in it called The Surrogates or something like that, where he's
Unbreakable. How about, oh, what's the one with the I can see ghosts?
Oh, yeah, The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I love Bruce Willis. I've been a fan of his for years.
I loved him on Moonlighting.
Yes, in fact, yeah, that's the first time I ever saw him was on Moonlighting, yeah.
Yeah, I recently rewatched the whole series. It was fun.
Yeah.
All right, six TV characters with superhuman strength. Well, Superman, obviously.
And the Hulk,
The Hulk. That's two. The $6 million man.
$6 million man, yep, and the Bionic Woman,
The
if you
Bionic
will.
Woman. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yep. And Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. All right, that's six.
Yep.
All right, two books about an artist. Skinny Legs and All by Tom Robbins.
Okay.
Artist that takes a RV, except it's not called an RV, but something like that.
Yeah.
And makes
Well,
it.
there had to be a movie about Vincent Van Gogh or Rembrandt or Leonardo da Vinci or
Yeah, but
something.
we're looking for books.
Oh, books. Oh. I don't read very many books about artists.
I know I've read more than one. And I can't think of another besides Skinny Legs and All. All right. Four British bands.
Rolling Stones,
The
the Beatles,
Beatles. The Who.
yeah, who, what was the name of it? They did Saturday Night.
Buffalo Springfield.
It was Buffalo. I guess they were British. Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
four.
That should be four. Yeah.
All right. Two celebrities who became famous for starring on a reality show. Donald Trump and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Enough
It's not a
said.
good thing. It's Tiger King. All right. Two 1970s horror movies.
Halloween. Wasn't that
Halloween?
the 70s? Yeah.
I think so. I think it
Yeah.
started in the 70s anyway.
What was it? A teenage werewolf in London or something? And wasn't that in the 70s?
No, American Werewolf in London was the 80s. Was Friday the 13th in the 70s?
The first one, I believe, was.
All right, we're gonna count those. 'Cause I can think of older and newer mostly.
Yeah. I was thinking the 50s, you go back to Dracula and Wolfman and all that stuff in the 50s and 40s and right. Talking about in the 70s. Of course, I was in graduate school in the 70s, so I wasn't watching very many movies or TV.
I was a little kid in the 70s.
Yeah.
I was in elementary school and middle school, and so I was trying to think of what I went to with my friend. My friends would drag me to see those horror films. I never wanted to see them. Amityville Horror, there's another one. All right.
Was Jaws a horror movie? Because that was like in 77.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist,
When did
yeah, I
that
think that
come
was in the
out?
70s, yeah.
I think so too. All right. Four books written before the year 1800. The Bible.
Oh, yeah. When
The
did Mary Shelley
Iliad.
write Frankenstein?
I'm not sure.
That might have been after 1800.
I think that's in the 1800s. But
Yeah.
Dickens, when were those written?
Oh, and he shares Shakespeare book was written before the
Yeah.
1800s. There's
Those
a
are
whole bunch of
actually,
those.
those were plays, actually.
Well, I guess so,
But
but they
the
were.
Iliad and the Odyssey.
Oh yeah, those are definitely Beowulf.
Beowulf,
That's a
there we
book.
go. All right, we've got it. Four Latin music performers.
Gloria Estefan.
There's one. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, oh yeah. And what's his name? Ricky Martin, is that his
Ricky
name?
Martin. And gosh.
Is
A Christina
Shakira or
Shakira and Christina Aguilar.
yeah, yes, okay. That's the one I was trying to think of, was Christina Aguilar.
All right. Four parlor games.
What do you consider a parlor game? Dominoes?
I would say charades. I mean, I don't know, I guess.
Pictionary? I don't know.
I guess checkers, chess, and dominoes count.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess those are okay, yeah.
All
Games
right, we're
we play in a parlor,
oh, and I got a couple of minutes left. We can get a couple more of these in. Four movies that take place on a farm. Well, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
oh,
Doesn't Little Women take
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie? We're looking for movies.
Takes place on a farm.
If you build it, they will come. Field of Dreams.
Oh, Field of Dreams. Yeah, that took place on a farm. Okay. It's three. We need another one.
Oh gosh. Grapes of Wrath.
Ah, there you go.
All right. Four TV shows on which a recurring character named George appears.
Well, it was Seinfeld and
Seinfeld,
George Costanza.
Santa, yeah, Cheers.
Oh yeah. Well, main guest was Norm. But
Yeah.
there was a George in that too,
And all
yeah.
right, we need two more.
George.
I want to say Green Acres had a George in it.
Could have. I'm sure Petticoat Junction could have had a George in
Yeah.
it.
All right, but let's move on. We're running
Okay.
out of time. We got a minute left. All right, six science fiction books.
Just six science fiction books? Well, you named one, Stranger in a Strange Land, the Foundation series, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Well, it was a whole bunch of Robert Heinlein's Tunnel in the Sky, Starman Jones,
What about all the Spider Robinson?
the cross, was it somebody's cross
Callahan's Cross
town,
Time Saloon.
Callahan's Cross Town,
Time Saloon.
yeah,
Right.
Tavern,
Well,
whatever it is.
we're out of time. So thank you, Charlie, for
You're
joining
welcome.
me.
We still had the fun, just
We
the two
had
of
fun.
us.
It was just the two of us. We
Yeah.
still have fun. All right. Well, as I remind you each night, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so.